Welcome to the Courageous Nation podcast, where we equip you to live beautifully whole inside and out. I'm your host, Lance Merrickey, and I'm here with your life coaches, Mandy and Rachel from Big Blue Couch Coaching. Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hey. So I see in your notes you have too legit to quit.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You don't remember?
MC Hammer
well, I know
song?
That's a song, okay. But okay, I don't understand why it's in our notes.
Madison and I, this is way off topic, so you're going to hear it.
We haven't even started the topic, though,
thinking,
so it doesn't
count. Yeah, we're thinking about having a 90s theme party.
Oh yeah.
And so that was in my head
getting electrocuted by the microphone.
As I was writing it down, that was in my head, like, I need to get some hammer pants. MC
can
Hammer
you do
pants.
You do the hammer dance?
I used to be able to when I was a kid, but I was more into Vanilla Ice than MC Hammer.
Do you think if you pull the microphone away from your mouth, you'll maybe stop? Getting...
No, I. This is a good. Right here.
Okay,
this is good. That's why I wrote that down, and also so you could have fun looking at it.
Okay. So for those of you wondering what's up with the microphone, when we moved our office, we lost the what is it called the
windscreen?
The windscreen for this microphone, and we can't find it. And Lance keeps getting shocked.
I do.
By the microphone. It's quite funny. I'm sorry. But it is.
It's very weird. It's a weird sensation. So you guys are invited to that. So think about it.
To the 90s party. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Like just Rachel and I, not all our listeners.
No. Well, maybe someday we can have a big blue couch theme party.
That would be kind of fun.
That would be fun.
I've thought about that.
Yeah. Because we normally throw an Academy Award party every year.
Yeah, and I have.
And this year we didn't really throw one. We just kind of had guys over.
I feel left out. I have FOMO.
Yeah, so I'm very sorry about that. So we're going to have another one. Because we had a Harry Potter party, and that was incredible.
That was fun. I don't feel like your apology was sincere. Just
no.
I think we were purposely not invited for a
Because
last year,
we
were told, you're too loud.
No.
Every year we're told we're too loud.
No, that was 2 years ago that you were too loud. And last year we got a sound bar, and then... Put it all the way up, and it was okay.
Oh, was that
Remember?
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, we still didn't get invited this year. So
your wife goes on a trip, and then we're no longer your friends?
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm apparently not his sister.
That's pretty much what happened. Well, Madison actually does most of the stuff. I just kind of sit there and say hi to people.
This is true. Miss Maddie
talk
is
about
an amazing
movies all the time. So she's
hostess.
A really good hostess.
Yeah, Miss Maddie is an amazing party planner.
She is. And this actually...
Amazing.
Yeah, and so it's really hard for me without her, because I'm like, so balloons and pretzels, is that... And she's like, no, and so, yeah. This actually goes really well into our topic called finding time for yourself, because...
Fun is
parties,
a good thing.
Yeah, parties yourself. Are finding the time for yourself. Our episode today is titled, Finding the Time for Yourself. It's titled that today because we received a lot of questions from our listeners, which is awesome. So if you're listening and you have a question, send it to us. But a lot of them had this same question. I mean, there was like almost over 10 of them that had this sort of theme... Because they all felt guilty for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I feel guilty for taking time for myself?
Right.
How do I take time for myself without feeling guilty? You know. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to talk about that with you guys because, Rachel, you have 3 kids. You're a busy mom. You're a busy lifestyle. Mandy, you have a husband who works out of town and a fur baby and a busy lifestyle. So I think you guys both will know how to or how not to take time for yourself.
Yeah, because that's true. Sometimes you do it well, and sometimes it's like, when's the last time we took a day off around here? So
Mandy, why don't you, I just told him I'm going to interrupt Rachel. And Mandy, why don't you tell us how you find time for yourself?
Okay, well, what I realized in 2016 is that I had no time. I made no time for myself at all, and I was stressed out. Like, I don't think I... took a day off until the end of the year when I was like, I need a staycation.
We took a day off technically to go fly across the country to get business training.
Which that doesn't
really
count.
Because we didn't
count.
Even add an extra day for fun. We were just there and back, and the hostage situation in the Chicago airport did not count as fun.
That brings up a good point, though, because I think sometimes people don't know what taking time for yourself actually means.
Right. Okay. So that maybe we should define that, because I think there definitely are type A personalities who are so driven that they don't know
that
how
that maybe they
to
think working on their garage is a day off.
It's
and that's not.
Right.
Yeah.
No. And I'm one of those people. So I am speaking from experience when I tell you this. Like, I had to learn what does fun mean to me.
Wow. And what did you learn?
Well, I learned that, okay, so I like going to these theme parties.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like planning them.
Ah, yep.
That stresses me out, so that wouldn't be fun.
No.
I am more of an introverted, fun type of person. Like, I like quiet coffee dates and good conversations with a good friend. I like reading books, like novels. Reading a personal growth book is not fun to me. That's part of, like, leading myself. So fun for me is getting into a fandom, like a book, especially, like a series. Fun for me is also... you know, there have been times where I've done extreme fun, like skydiving with my husband and doing some of that. And so I'm not opposed to doing extreme fun. But sometimes fun for me, too, is just, you know, having a quiet night with candles and a journal. And I mean, this is I'm a very introverted fun. Like my fun is introverted or small group of people laughing a lot. Like, I would much rather do that than to go to a big party with a ton of people.
Yeah. Right? Would you say then, like, a lot of us here, like, love series. We love anything to do with, like, a fandom. So would you say that, like, taking a night to binge watch, you know, Game of Thrones or Vampire Diaries or something is taking time for yourself? Or is that...
I think it can be, but I think you have to be careful because that can also turn into your automatic... I don't want to deal with anything zone. And I fall into that.
So how do you separate the two?
I think you have to schedule it out. I think you have to look at what you want in life and strategically give yourself permission to do those type of things and then move forward from them. I go through seasons where I have to realize, okay, wow, I just went through... Like, I just binge-watched all the seasons of One Tree Hill in, like, a couple weeks and... Wow, I could have been using that time to do something worthwhile. And not that I just did this, but last year I did that a lot. I went from like Netflix show to Netflix show. I've seen all these shows already at least one time, if not more, all the way through. And so I think being aware of what you are feeding your mind and your thoughts and what you're doing with your time is important because too many of us are like scrolling on Facebook. We waste time and then we feel guilty when we do take time for ourselves because we feel like, oh, I'm not connecting with other people. Oh, I'm not getting things done around the house. Well, if you would manage your time better normally, you probably wouldn't feel guilty.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I think for me, it's I have to be very strategic and plan my life or I fall into that whole kind of dumbed out, numbed out thing of what's on TV. And then I don't think about taking time for myself.
And Rachel, having three kids, a career, and a husband that works out of state every 2 weeks, how do you take the time for yourself and not feel guilty about it?
Well, for one thing, I don't feel guilty about it because if I don't, I turn into a crazy person. Because I'm like probably many women listening to this and men where you're a single parent a lot of times. And I have a great network of family and extended friends and all of that that help me with my kids. But when it comes right down to it, day to day, I'm the parent in the house all year long. And my husband does what he can via via the phone and FaceTime, which is amazing, like how technology still keeps us connected even though he's like states away. And he parents that way and he, you know, he is involved as he can be. But when it comes right down to it, it's my energy that goes out every single day into the kids and all that stuff. And what I noticed early on is that if I don't make the time for myself, I can't do this job anymore. I can't work the jobs that I have right now. I can't be the mom that I want to be. I can't do anything. And that's when I start noticing the seasons where I am binge watching Netflix because I think that's where the like healthy outlet goes into unhealthy. When you're avoiding responsibility because you're so exhausted and tired, like you were saying, Mandy, if you don't plan your life out, it doesn't matter. You're not going to find the time for yourself, whatever it is. And you'll, your body will get so desperate and tired that you will zone out to Pinterest or social media or to Netflix. It will find a way for you to sit down and rest, even if it is numbing out for a while, which isn't productive because you're not using it as a way to like, you know, I'm going to do this because I enjoy it. Now it turns into, I'm going to do this because I'm so exhausted I can't do anything else. Mm-hmm. And that's the dangerous part that you got to watch out for, because you know, most people are much more self-perceptive than they probably give themselves credit for. Mm-hmm. You know when you're sitting down to watch your favorite show because you made the time for it and you want to catch up and this is what you're going to mm-hmm. do, because there will not be no guilt. There will be no guilt feelings. But when you're using it to numb out because you're exhausted, you also know that too. Mm-hmm. And you can tell. Those are the ones, like you were saying, I spent all of these hours. I could have done something else mm-hmm. during that time. But for me, my life is pretty scheduled. Mm-hmm. And I keep the kids pretty scheduled. My personality is a little bit more like, you know, let's leave a little wiggle room. Mm-hmm. But the lifestyle that I lead, I need to learn how to delegate and to manage and to schedule and all that. And I schedule in rest time for me, and I schedule in rest time and fun time for my kids. Mm. And we have like a master schedule that we fill out that, you know, all of our priorities go in there first, like school and practices and all that kind of stuff. And then my kids can see on the schedule like where their hour blocks are, where there's nothing happening. And in those, they either need to pick some kind of activity that they love, like my kids love to read and play Legos and some quiet things, or they're practicing, like practicing music and some of that other stuff. And so I'm starting to teach them, I have been since they were babies, the value of rest, the value of fun, the value of taking care of yourself. Because if I have three little kids that are cranky and overrun mm-hmm. in my house, everything falls apart. Yeah. It doesn't matter how scheduled I am. If those little ones are, you know, emotional to the max because we've been running nonstop and I haven't made a point for them to have some quiet nights at home, everything goes crazy. Mm-hmm. And most of the time it goes crazy and Brandon's not there. So then I have to deal with everybody's emotional breakdown, because usually by that time I've lost it too. Yeah. And so then it's like cereal for supper and early bedtimes for everybody.
So what would you say then to someone like you mentioned, and this is for both of you, you mentioned being kind of in that zoned out binge watching stage mm-hmm. where if you're honest with yourself, that's maybe not so healthy. If someone is stuck in that area, what would you suggest for them to do today that could help them to start climbing out of that?
I think the first thing I would do is start asking yourself, okay, what is going well? What is not going well? And what needs to change? Mm-hmm. And then writing down three things you're going to do about it. And also, I mean, okay, if you are like two episodes away from the end of this series, give yourself the permission to finish finish strong and then move on.
Yeah, right. I'm literally binge watching a series right now because the series finale is on Friday. By the time you guys hear all this will all be over.
And then we can all move on with our lives.
But I have a very limited amount of time to get in all the episodes I need to, so I can send this series off with my bestie on our couch with wine and popcorn and just, you know, whatever. And so this is my week, and I'm mm-hmm. purposely planning it this way. And I think one of the tips I would give is start scheduling. I know it's not for everybody. Not every personality type likes to schedule. I don't like a mm-hmm. schedule. I would rather we could just like, woohoo, whatever. Just pick up our stuff and we'll just go for the day. But that doesn't work for me anymore with three mm-hmm. children and on my own half the year. And I'm purposely making sure that my nights, once those kiddos are in bed, I've got everything done that I need to before 9:30 so that I can sit down and I can watch these shows. And I'm not having any guilt mm-hmm. with that. And one of the things I learned early on is if I sit down early in the evening, like 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and I haven't done the dishes or had the kids do their chores or doing anything like that, it won't get done.
No, because by the time you sit down, now you're then like, you don't this get up. Feels nice.
Yeah, right. Totally.
And you're done. I do the same thing. It's like, oh yeah, I had all these plans to go, you know, even fold the laundry.
Yep.
It's like all of a sudden you sit down on the couch and you become a lazy potato.
Yeah.
Yep. And it folds you and you never get out again.
You're like comfort. Yep. And so, I mean, I think it's good to know that we all struggle with this, I think, from time to time. Mm-hmm. I think even people who are Type A driven personalities will struggle with this at some point in their life. Maybe they haven't yet, but they're gonna burn out eventually and they will struggle with this. And mm-hmm. so scheduling it out is one of the best ways to begin changing it and not feeling guilty because you've designated that time mm-hmm. to something.
Right.
And schedule time for all these women who feel guilty about taking time for yourself, give yourself permission to have a day or a 2 or 3 day staycation for yourself. Get a mani-pedi, get a massage, do, you know, chiropractor, whatever type of taking care of you physically thing that you have to do, mm-hmm. get it done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because you will feel so much better for that. I have to go to the chiropractor once a month at least. Because if I don't, my back gets out of whack and then I am in pain and I'm cranky.
Yeah.
And I went through an entire year of being cranky because I kept putting it off. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is what it's like when my back doesn't hurt. I'm
right,
happy.
Exactly.
And so take care of yourself that way. I mean, we get busy and we come up with all these excuses why we don't do things and we feel guilty, but also we feel guilty because we're not doing what we want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And right. so there's this two-sided, like a double-edged sword to the guilt. We feel guilty for taking care of ourselves. We feel guilty that we haven't gotten to it yet.
Right.
And so start scheduling it and get it done. It is so amazing how like you feel so proud of yourself when you get stuff mm-hmm. done. The last 2 days I have crossed off every single thing on my schedule and my to-do list. And I've wow. been like, woo, I yeah. feel great. And the funny thing about it is last night I almost didn't work out. And I was like, oh, but I'm going to feel so good mm-hmm. when I do this circuit. Like when I just take this 15 minutes to get this done, I'm going to feel amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. cause I'll get to highlight it. And know that it was done and I didn't like just ignore it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so scheduling it is a way for you to see your progress too. But also we have, I think this is a workshop we're going to be bringing back sometime this year. We don't have it scheduled yet, but the art of the pause mm-hmm. is something that we teach our clients. And it's really taking them through an acronym of how to, you know, pay attention to what your body's telling you, mm-hmm. Allow time for rest, utilize those stolen moments, say no to things because it,
right.
sometimes you schedule yourself too much. Thin.
Too much. Yep. Right. Yep.
Big time.
And then embracing the truth that you're worth it. And I think that one is what most women struggle with,
mm-hmm.
embracing the time that they're worth it. So if anybody's interested in learning more about that whole concept, it's talked about in one of the chapters in my book, She Who Overcomes,
mm-hmm.
and you can get it online or Amazon, wherever. But that's one of the things that we came up with because scheduling rest days, it's hard.
Yeah,
yep.
Totally.
It's a foreign concept to the majority of people in this society.
Yep.
But when you do it and you do it consistently, you start to see the rewards, you reap the rewards of it and you feel better. And scheduling time for yourself without feeling guilty becomes more of your normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You can tell when you don't do it.
Yeah.
And
yep.
I think,
and you crave it mm-hmm. when you don't do it.
And that's what we hear from clients all the time. Because we'll all have those seasons where we do this really well and then life happens mm-hmm. and we don't do it well. But when you get into that habit, your body will want to go back
mm-hmm.
to where's the rest? Where's the fun? Mm-hmm. You're going to notice, like you were saying about the chiropractor, even Mandy, you're going to be like, oh yeah, this is what it felt like to be like
yeah.
highly functioning without pain. And for me as a busy mom and for anybody listening to this, it's like, I can't do it. I have kids. I have three kids. If mm-hmm. I can do it, you can do it. And what I've noticed is the scheduling thing gets rid of the guilt for me because mm-hmm. if I have it written down, then I also know everything that needs to happen so that I can rest. That means
that's good. Yeah.
If I'm in my house, because most of my rest time happens in my house. Most of my fun time happens in my house. Because if not, I got to get a babysitter. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, then you got to come up with money and find what you're mm-hmm. going to do. All the things. So sometimes it's more stressful to leave. So if I know that I want to do like a bath that night and I want to spend some time reading, I will know that I will probably need to make sure that my bathroom is clean earlier in the day. Because it'll be hard for me to turn the bathtub on if my bathroom mm-hmm. is a mess.
Mm.
So if I already know on the schedule that we're having rest time as a family and we're having family movie night from like 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock on Saturday, then the kids need their chores done before four so that we can all rest
mm-hmm.
and have a clean house and then do what we need to do. So for my family, that's what's really worked is putting down those times for rest, putting down those times for fun. And then you can see what needs to be done before that.
Mm-hmm.
So you will actually rest. Cause most of the time that's where the guilt comes from.
It does.
Is if you didn't plan that well and you're going to try and take a bath or go get a massage or whatever, and you take one look around your house and it's covered mm-hmm. in laundry or toys or anything like that, you won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You won't, because your duty will, you will feel like the duty to your family, the duty to your kids, all of those things need to happen before you can take care of yourself.
I have like two things to say. First of all, I have to say that what I admire most about Rachel is how she's intentional about teaching this to her kids.
Mm-hmm.
You don't let your kids be your excuse as to why you can't. Instead, you realize that you are grooming
mm-hmm.
Little kids who will someday be adults who
right.
will struggle with this
mm-hmm.
if they don't learn it now.
Yep.
And I think that is something that, am I a parent? No. If I were a parent, I would teach my kids this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think had I learned this when I was a kid, and I didn't learn it not because my parents didn't do a great job like raising me. They did a fabulous job raising me, but this wasn't something that they were in tune with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's not like they, like, we actually did rest a lot, but I didn't realize that's what it was because we didn't talk about this is rest
or why
it's important.
Right.
I also have a genetic disease where I need to rest more.
Mm-hmm.
And so my parents were really great about teaching me not to overschedule myself and go to too many things because they knew if I did that, I would get run down and end up in the hospital. But it wasn't something where it was like, well, this is going to be a rest day, and so this is why we need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of happened.
Right.
But the fact that Rachel is teaching her kids, this is what it is, this is why. Like, when you're intentional like that about teaching your kids or the other people in your family, that's when this lesson sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people coming with you along the way.
Right.
Yep. Because my kids notice when we don't.
Yep.
I can see it in their little faces. I can see it. We have certain nights that have to stay busy. And then the other ones, I'm pretty jealously guarded to make sure that my family can stay home. Because we just talked about this two nights ago. They had something scheduled that they wanted to do that week. And by the time we got to that night, they all looked like they needed like a four-hour nap. And so I picked them up from school and I could see their little faces. And I'm like, okay, well, it says that tonight you want to do this. And it was like, it wasn't a practice. It was something that they could have gotten out of if they wanted to. And I said, you guys all look kind of tired. It's been a long week. Do you think it's probably better if we just go home and get in our jammies and rest for tonight? And they're all like, yes. And I'm hoping what this does is it teaches them body cues early on. Mm-hmm. Because I do it. It's a little bit selfish because I do it for me. And I'm functioning in a house with more little people than adults.
Yeah.
And I need some kind of, you know, system to happen. But I'm also hoping that this sets them up in their own families to be able to take care of themselves because kids can be so over-involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And if your kids are over-involved, that means mom and dad are over-involved. And so somebody's got to say no to something. And
you're the parent, so you get to.
It's my job. So.
Yeah, and I think that's a cool what you say about knowing your kids' cues.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mason does that to me where all of a sudden, like especially on like a Thursday or a Friday.
Yep.
I'm tired, and it's like 3:30.
Right.
So then I know, okay, let's just like snuggle on the chair together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she has games or whatever, and we'll just sit there. That's all we do. And it's also kind of a cool bonding thing,
right? It's taking time for you. It's taking time for you to bond with your family because sometimes some of that guilt comes from the mom thing where we're always just running them from one activity to another. And that's not bonding time.
Right.
And we know that. And we're not spending time as families like we should. And so, yeah, the rest thing works in families. It's not just like find your time away from everybody. You need to really do both.
Mm-hmm.
Find time to rest with each other. I know you and Nate do that. You used to do it all the time.
We do. And that was kind of the second thing I wanted to bring up because I have had the privilege of living two different work lifestyles in my lifetime. I've lived the normal 9-to-5. Husband works all the time and like, or works 40, 60, 80 hours. I mean, he's done all of it, all in one job. It just kind of depends on the job. And we didn't rest well in that season of our lives. Well, then we went through a couple years where he worked in the oil field. So he was 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, which meant 2 weeks out of every month, he had nothing to do. So he, like, and he loved it.
Right.
And so he took up hobbies. Mm-hmm. Like, he started doing cooking more. Like, he loves to cook. And so I let him. I hate cooking. So I let him. So he took over that and he took over some of the household chores because he needed something to do in that time. And so when we would have rest days during that season of our lives, our rest days consisted of absolutely no chores around the house.
Mm-hmm.
None whatsoever. Now, because he does have a job now where he works, 40, 50, 60 hours a week, depending on the week, he travels out of town quite often throughout the week. So there's a lot of times where it's only Saturday and Sunday that we have together.
Mm-hmm.
So there are times where, I need his help around the house because I've scheduled myself so thin that I'm just energy-wise, I just need extra rest. And so for those of you who are listening to this thinking, well, my husband works all the time, how are we ever going to do this? You can still do it. You just have to find what works for you. So I would suggest picking one day, Saturday or Sunday, and just designating that your jammy day and doing your chores around the house like laundry or cleaning the house in your jammies still feels more restful
right.
than putting yourself together, making the bed, and then trying to get stuff done around the house, but then wondering why you're so tired.
Right. Yeah. And just not leaving sometimes.
Right.
Like just being in your jammies all day, even if there's things that you need to mm-hmm. accomplish. Because when Brandon is home for those 2 weeks, it's kind of like that too. Like all of our life has to happen at 2 week right. increments. And so that's a lot of things that need to get accomplished. And so sometimes we can't do an entire day.
Right.
But if we don't leave the house that day and I don't have to get like showered and makeup mm-hmm. and hair and all the things, that's rest in and of itself to take a break and let your body just like, you know,
it's still letting
you can
yourself
vacuum in your jammies. It's
take
fine.
Time for yourself.
Definitely.
Yep.
And run a household.
Well, I think we have a really broad spectrum at mm-hmm. For us three. So hopefully if you're listening, you can definitely relate to one of our situations and you got a lot of cool tips out of today. And if you would like to, we got these questions from people who gave us questions. So if, as a listener, if you would like to ask your coach a question, contact at Big Blue Couch Coaching and check out our website and have fun doing that. Also, if you enjoyed the episode today, we just need your help really quick. Rate this episode on iTunes, and that way more people can get this content. So until next time, let's rise up and build a courageous nation together.